a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get outside. This is KSL Outdoors.
Brought to you by Bear River Lodge.
2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure.
KSL Outdoors with Tim Hughes
on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
This program each week, of course, is brought to you by Trax Power Sports Rentals and also Bear River Lodge. I was so excited to talk to my buddy Roger Eggett about the new snowfall at the cabins. With all the snow we reported up in the Cache Valley and what has already been reported at some of the ski resorts, up to 2 feet of snow from a couple of days of storms. Turns out I should be asking him, I think, about what the weather on the beach is like in Florida. I had no idea you were down there. What are you doing?
You know, I'm doing market research, Tim. We're always looking for the latest and greatest power sports equipment.
Uh-huh.
And today, I'm in Harry Potter world, and I'm testing out these flying brooms.
Oh.
They're coming to track.
All right.
It's going to be awesome.
Can those be used in winter and summer?
Yeah, they're in air, so it doesn't matter.
Well, and just in time for Halloween, too. That's perfect. I hope you're enjoying your family fun down there, and I apologize for interrupting.
Hey, we're coming home tomorrow. We'll be back building cabins and shoveling snow in no time.
Yeah, what does the current weather situation do to the work you're doing on putting a new cabin up there?
Well, you know, we got two storms this week. Wednesday, we got a couple inches. Thursday, we got a couple inches. But it's melting quickly, and we're pouring cement. We poured the footings foundation this week, and next week we're pouring the basement floor on cabin 15. So we're making progress. We're going to get it in, and we're going to build cabins during the winter.
That is so exciting, and I can't wait to get up there and see the progress. We still haven't been up there to sample the hamburgers, and I was wondering, are you going to operate the hamburger shop, the little outdoor cafe during the winter months too, or no?
Yes, we are, and we're wrapping it right now. So what we're doing is we're putting clear walls up and heaters so we can serve lunch to the snowmobilers all winter long. So if people want a burger, please come in, stop in. We'll be serving lunch all winter.
What a great idea. All right. Speaking of that, I noticed that we're continuing to unload snowmobiles, and you're like a little kid on Christmas Day when you get to unwrap the new machines, even though it's something that you do annually.
Yes. You know, Skidoo just sent us 2 semi-loads of snowmobiles. And with the supply chain shortage, though, this year it's going to be a little unique. They sent them without all the components. So we're going to be hopefully receiving components here in the next couple of weeks, gauges and all the electronic units, and then we'll put those in and be ready to roll. But, yeah, 36 snowmobiles were unloaded in the last 10 days.
So you basically have to finish putting these things together to get them operational?
Right. They called us and said, hey, this is unique. We need to do this because we have no place to store all these sleds. We're shipping them to you, and then in October, November, we'll ship the componentry for you to install, and we'll have instructions. And so, you know, good thing I have guys who know what they're doing, because, you know, I have no skills.
Well, you say you have no skills, but you're one of those guys that'll just jump in with a wrench or a hammer or whatever it is and find a way. I know you.
Yeah, so when the guy says, my gauges are upside down, you go, oh, yeah, that's the one Roger did.
Yeah. Hey, now that the snow has fallen and people are more, I think, receptive to the idea of getting out on a snowmobile ride, can you reiterate for everybody this all-inclusive trip that we talked about a few weeks ago?
You know, this is really something I think is awesome, and it stems from our Harley ride this summer. We offer now all-inclusive. It includes lodging, all the meals, the guide, the sled, the gas, the oil, the gear, everything you need for one price. We have a 4-person minimum, and we will house you, we will guide you, we will outfit you, and it'll just be awesome. One price, they can get all the details at BearRiverLodge.com. Go there, check it out. It's the all-inclusive snowmobile package.
Is that one night or two nights?
No, it is minimum three nights. 2 days on the sled, or you can do a 4-night and 3 days on the sled. So it's going to be something. It's a little involved, but I think people will like it. You know, we're going to take them out and show them our absolute favorite places to ride. And on a snowmobile, we will go places that you typically don't go because you don't know how to get there and how to get back in and get out.
Yeah.
We will take them in and out and take them back into the forest. We got a special permit from the Wasatch Cache National Forest to guide and to outfit to do this. So it should be spectacular. We'll see how it goes.
Well, and as you learned, you referenced the fact that we made that European motorcycle ride, which we've talked about on the show before. You don't do a lot of that, and it may be the first time you actually went on something like this that was all-inclusive with a guide. But the beautiful thing is, as a rider who's following a guide, you just turn your brain off and enjoy the view. You don't have to worry about making a wrong turn.
Right, and that's once I experienced it as a participant, I'm sold on it. I think guests will love it to just get out. We will take them places they would never go on their own. Just like on the Harleys, we went places we would have never gone. We saw things that we would have never seen, and our stress levels were way lower because we knew someone was taking care of all the little details. And that's how it's going to be on these all-inclusive snowmobile trips. We take care of the food. We take care of the gas, the oil, the sled. And as you know, if things go wrong with a sled or a bike, we'll swap it out. Look, we own 100 snowmobiles. We'll swap it out, and we'll get them a new one. And we're back in business. So anyway, I think it's going to be a really fun thing this winter, and we'll see how it goes.
Is that a set date, or is that floating depending on who wants to come and when they can be there?
They can pick out any days they want. Now, it's subject to lodging. So dates get filled up, but right now we're offering it every day from December 1st till March 31st. So if there's some time, people want to come up. But already I think it's going to be difficult to get in over the holidays. I don't think that's really doable, but I'm guessing the better snows in January and February and March anyway. But, you know, if you've got a group of people who you want to take and get back into the woods, and just let us worry about all the details. We will take care of everything for you.
Yeah, it really is a great plan. And there's no more beautiful place to be where you can get away from everything in the valley. What's the line you use about not being that far, but being just far enough, I think?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, you know, and it's a short hour and a half, 2 hour ride, and you're up at Bear River Lodge.
Yeah, sounds like somebody's having fun there in the background.
Hey, you know, these brooms are awesome.
What's the name of that sport they play in Harry Potter? I don't remember. Where you have to put the silver?
Quidditch.
Huh?
Quidditch.
Are you getting good at it?
Oh, I can fly this broom. It's going to be an awesome renter for us.
I want video. All right. Look, continue to have fun down there. I'm glad you're getting away from it all before the season cranks up again for you. But again, if people want information, it's BearRiverLodge.com or TraxPowerSports.com. And you told me last week that you actually have created a site now where people, if they're interested in buying used machines, can go directly.
Right, TraxEquipmentSales.com. If they're looking for a side-by-side or an ATV or a dirt bike, we have them all for sale now.
Are you a Slytherin guy?
A what? A Slytherin? No, I don't know. No, what a Gryffindor. I'm Gryffindor.
All right, Gryffindor. I'm glad to hear it. You're always on the right side. That's why I love hanging out with you. Have fun, Raj. Thank you.
All right, Tim. Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye. What a great guy. And thanks, as always, for making sure this program stays on the air each week, sponsoring. We're going to take one more break. When we come back, it is... you know what? We've got fish bites coming up. Navidomskus is right around the corner, and then we'll get to hour number two. So stay right.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Papa was a fishing man.
Yeah.
Oh. Papa was a fishing man.
That was a... Oh.
He loved his cars and his steel guitars. Papa was a fishing man.
Yeah, baby.
That is so bad.
Yeah, that was so bad.
I have to remind myself, when I go to the Division of Wildlife Resources website to look at the current fishing reports, or the most recent ones, that they flipped the colors on us not long ago. Red used to mean things were hot.
I know.
So what does it mean now?
Red means
means BYU guys in charge.
Ah, that's a good point.
Yeah, because red is good, not bad. What?
Yeah.
Who makes that chart?
Speaking of that, since there's two big ball games coming up today, BYU is on the road to play Baylor, which gives you a little preview of what Big 12 life is going to be like. And the Utes have a massive game coming up tonight as this program airs, tonight, Saturday night, against Arizona State. Your prediction, sir?
Okay, first, Baylor's going to get tackled a lot by Baylor, okay? And then the second thing is, I hope the Utes show up, because those poor kids need somebody there before kickoff, because the Utes show up so dang late, they run out to an empty stadium, and they don't even show up until the second quarter, so yeah. I hope at least we're there. And I like to think the Utes are going to win. I don't know how BYU is going to do. Flip a coin. It's going to be that close.
But they got rid of that Coliseum curse last week, which is just amazing to watch them get
absolutely
through that. All right. Let's talk fishing here. There are a couple of green places. Red Fleet Reservoir shows up as a hot spot on their last report. The Uinta Mountains, I don't know about that with the weather the way it has been the last couple of days.
Damn, I got this.
All right, go.
Yeah, I know. Look. Last week was an epic fishing weekend, and if you listened to me on the air, and I told you to get out there and don't fear the weather, you were going to do great. Well, everybody who did really, really well, and this week it's only going to get better. My recommendation for you guys who don't fish the rivers is get out to the lakes, because the lakes are really, really hot. I mean, really hot. The fish are in close now. You can reach them from the shore. So you just got to throw out, 30 feet. And you're going to catch plenty. Everything is red hot. And by the way, I said the Uintas would be red hot last week. They were. And they're still going to be hot. And you can say, I'm going to the lake. It's too much cold, too much weather. You're missing out. Because summer is not the time to be fishing. It's now. So get out literally. Okay, East Canyon is red hot. Lost Creek is red hot. Little Dell Reservoir, red hot. Strawberry, all the usual suspects. Schofield. This is prime time fishing. This is when you want to get on the lakes. The winters are going to be there. Don't hurry the rivers, because we got them all winter long. The lakes are going to go away in a month and a half. So this is when you hit them. Hit them all. Take those kids out there. Pretty simple fishing. You don't want to fish the power bait anymore, because the spawn is over. And that's what power bait imitates, is roe. You want to get your worm, you want to get your marshmallow, you want to get your spinners, you want to get your lures, because the fish are putting on the fat stores for winter, and they love the temps. The temps are 45 to 55, which is the window of trout. And where do I get that water now? Literally 2 feet off the bank. Wow. So all the fish are in close. Southern Utah, you got a little bit longer, but those lakes you have down there are just amazing. I like Paiute. I like Otter Creek. I like Minersville. I like Puffer. I like Panguitch. Every one of them are red, even though they say it's blue or green on the webpage. So get out there. This is when you want to go fishing. Don't worry about the cold. Put a jacket on. There's no bad weather, just bad clothing. Get a hat on. Get the kids. Get the wife. Get out and go fishing. This is when you want to go fishing. This is when people put the rods away, and that's so backwards. Now is red hot. It's going to be red hot for the next few weeks, and then it's going to be maybe iced and too cold. So don't miss this moment. This is perfect. It's as good as it's ever going to get.
Okay. Advice to all our listeners. Get on the podcast, record that gospel message from Mike, and play that every afternoon on your way home. Play it every afternoon on your way home.
With a little choir music
and,
in the background.
And sing along with it and give, put out some amens and then play it again the next day. And play it, and you will feel so much better when you get home.
Really?
I think so.
I agree.
That's great advice.
I just feel like, you know, the movie when Harry met Sally and the famous scene in the cafe there.
Yeah, yeah.
When Navi gets done talking, I always feel like saying, I'll have what he's having.
Because, well, hey, doesn't the song go, ooh-wee,
yeah,
fishing man?
It does, and you are a fishing man. Can you, I know Gail's waiting to get out the door. Can you stay with us for one snow day segment?
I was expecting that.
All right.
It's on my docket. I can't wait. And also, Tim, yeah, I want to talk about them draining the Weber River.
Oh,
you were going to find out from Faith Jolly what happened, because all those fish died in the upper Weaver, and nobody's talking about it. What?
I haven't heard back, but we'll touch on that, and I'll see if I can still get that answer for you, so stand by. Next up at the top of the hour, though, ABC News, and we'll have hour number two of the show coming up. There.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.